This is MSO, NewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell with Bob Serino, head football coach at Swampscott High School. And Bob, some thoughts and reaction to last week's win, the overtime win at Lynn English High School.
Well, you know, as Coach Carroll said in the newspaper this week, that we couldn't get into any rhythm. You know, usually first games are sloppy. You know, we had a lot of penalties called in the game. And but when it counted, you know, we had a backup long snapper in overtime to kick a field goal. And, you know, our starting center long snapper was out with a broken thumb in the first half also. We lost four guys in the first half. And he put it right on the money. And but we have a lot of work to do. As coaches, as players, I thought we knew the system a lot better. We have to substitute a lot better. And we got to do a lot of play calling, and we got to do a lot better tackling on defense. You know, we thought we were, you know, we thought we were more prepared than we really are. But I think, as anyone knows, you know, week two gets better than week one.
Well, you know, some coaches say that you get your most improvement from week one to week two. You maybe have your fingers crossed on that one as you get ready for week two this week. And so what was the focus, or is the focus, this week in practice?
Well, the focus started the next day. The next day we got the kids in the gym to get all their blood flowing. Everybody showed up on Saturday morning to work out. And, you know, they were excited about the win. You know, it was a late night, and they all got up for an early a.m. workout. So it started really on Saturday. And we followed up with a workout on Monday, and now we're into practice on Tuesday. And what we're just trying to do is just, you know, making everything crisp and, you know, getting our X and O's and game planning against Classical right now, because Classical is a much different offense and defense than English.
The loss is the injury. Isaiah Baskin, your running back out, your key running back. Tell us about that and how that played out in the game, and then, of course, the impact that has for you guys.
Well, it's kind of funny. This team, since last Thanksgiving, has stuck together. They worked out on the whole entire offseason. And it's kind of remarkable that I called and asked how he was doing the next morning. And, you know, as you know, as we talked last week, you know, we played for the Jeff Blydell Cup. And so I talked to Isaiah's father the next morning, and he said, "You got a great group of kids." We got home from the hospital from Isaiah taking x-rays, and he was really bummed out. And we came around the corner, and all of a sudden we see half the football team with the Blydell Cup. And it just cheered them up. And that's how this team has been. This team has been pulling for one another. And they all rallied around it. And basically they said they weren't going to let this game slip away. Let's win it for Isaiah. And they went out and just did that.
As far as the call for the field goal in overtime, fourth down, English had not scored in their possession. You have it with fourth down and goal to go, what, down by the two or something like that. And you... Was there any debate as to what to do at that point?
No. If we won the toss, I wanted to go on defense first because I knew that we had the better kicker in the game. Sean Larizzi's an unbelievable kicker, athlete, defensive player, everything. And I know you say I'm the head coach, but, you know, was it up to me, I would have kicked it on first down and just been done with it. But, no, if we stopped them, I knew we had a great, great chance to win the game because of Larizzi. Again, we were still thinking, you know, we have our backup long snapper in there. But he threw a strike, the hold was down, and I think Larizzi kicked it to the street.
Finally, Bob, it's Lynn Classical this week, and you're at home for a noon kickoff. And Classical in the early game at Manning Field looked pretty good. You know, they lost a tough one to Gloucester. But as far as mistakes and those kinds of things, I think they got to be pretty happy with their performance. Haven't talked to them yet this week, but that's what I'm thinking and looking at. But they didn't come up with a win.
I agree. They look good. Gloucester looks good as usual. In my eyes, going into this season, I felt very confident And I'm talking about the old Northeast Conference, and that's what I keep looking at it as, not our division and not when we play division play. I look at the English Classical, Beverly, Saugus, Danvers, everybody. And you know something? You know, everybody's pretty equal. I think the whole league is going to be competitive. And I like our chances. You know, we're in the small. We don't have to face a lot of those teams. But, you know, we knew that it was a hard first three games. But we're taking one at a time. We have English, Classical, and Gloucester. I had the same thing last year. And, you know, this year we're taking one quarter at a time, one game at a time. But Classical looks a lot better than last year right now.
All right, Coach, good talking with you. And good luck Saturday. We'll see you there.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
All right, that's Bob Serino, head football coach at Swampscott High School. This is MSO, newsports.com.